The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, September 20th. We have an update about that whistleblower complaint and what to know today about the flooding in Texas. Plus, a walkout at Amazon, more stores start drone deliveries, and which show is breaking records at this weekend's Emmys. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with the major flooding in parts of Texas and Louisiana. AccuWeather reports Tropical Storm Imelda brought 3 feet of rain. Some of the hardest hit areas are near Houston, Texas, where NBC News says 5 inches of rain fell per hour. Floodwaters trapped people in their homes and cars yesterday, and at least 2 people have died. The AP reports more than 1,000 people had to be rescued, and hundreds of flights in and out of Houston were canceled. The state's governor has now declared a state of emergency in 13 counties. Forecasters say rain totals could be higher than what the same area dealt with during Hurricane Harvey 2 years ago. Imelda moved north and should let up today, but the flooding will be an issue throughout the weekend. We have an update now about the so-called urgent complaint that a whistleblower filed against President Trump. Remember, reports say the complaint is over an alleged promise the president made to a foreign leader. Well, we still don't know much about it, though now the New York Times reports at least one part of the promise was said to involve Ukraine. But it sounds like that's all Congress knows as well. The Washington Post reports the director of national intelligence says he's not going to share details of the complaint with lawmakers. And that's not sitting well with them. The House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff calls the move unprecedented. He thinks someone is trying to manipulate the system and keep the information from Congress on purpose. Schiff says if they don't hand it over, he'll take this to court. As for President Trump, NPR reports he's calling this fake news. He says he knows people listen in on his calls to foreign leaders, so he would never say anything, quote, inappropriate. To be clear, we still don't know who made the complaint, which world leader could have been involved, and what the promise actually was. But the intelligence community says the complaint is credible and urgent. President Trump filed another lawsuit as a way to try and stop people from seeing his tax returns. This time, it's against the Manhattan District Attorney in New York, who had subpoenaed Trump's accounting firm for 8 years of his personal and corporate tax returns. Fox News reports the DA plans to use them in a criminal investigation in connection to hush money payments to adult movie star Stormy Daniels. But President Trump's lawyers call the subpoena unconstitutional, saying the president is immune to these kinds of investigations while in office. The DA says he'll respond in court. This lawsuit is one of many President Trump has filed to try and keep his tax returns hidden. Just about a month before voters will decide whether to re-elect him, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is apologizing. He responded yesterday to what is now 3 pictures of him wearing blackface and brownface. The first was released by Time magazine, showing him with dark makeup in what was apparently an Arabian Nights party. 2 more pictures have come out since then. He was apparently in his teens and 20s at the time. Trudeau says he should have known then about the racist history of blackface, and he regrets it. NPR says reactions from Trudeau's own political party are mixed, some saying they still have confidence in him now that he's apologized. But his opponent in the race for prime minister says this shows Trudeau is unfit to lead the country. The Canadian election is October 21st. More than 1,000 Amazon workers say they will walk off the job today. The reason? Climate change. CNN reports they say their employer is not doing enough to protect the planet. So the protesting workers have a list of demands. For example, they want Amazon to stop donating to politicians who deny climate change, and they want Amazon to stop working with fossil fuel companies. Amazon's founder and CEO Jeff Bezos says the company is actually trying to fight climate change. In fact, CNBC reports Bezos just unveiled a so-called climate pledge. As part of it, he wants Amazon to emit 0 emissions by the year 2030. He's also agreed to buy 100,000 electric delivery vans. He says the company will meet the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement 10 years early. The employee protest is actually part of a week-long global climate strike. That's an international event that encourages employees to walk out from their workplaces to raise awareness. Some Google and Microsoft employees also plan to participate. All right, a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Zola. Because it's that time of year, I've seen several people getting engaged, and I always like to tell them to use Zola. I wish I knew more about it when I got married, but I always love using it as a wedding guest. Zola has everything you need in one place to plan your wedding, and it makes the process fun and easy. It has free wedding websites, the easiest wedding registry, affordable invitations, and more. It's the only place you can register for honeymoon funds and Airbnb, as well as gift cards and physical gifts in one spot. That's my favorite part. And both couples and guests also love free shipping, smart returns, price matching, and more. And you can put that registry right on your free wedding website. So build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 toward your registry. Just go to zola.com/newsworthy to get started. Again, go to zola.com/newsworthy, spelled Z-O-L-A, zola.com/newsworthy to build your free wedding website and get $50 toward your registry. Now back to the news. Anyone with an iPhone 6S or later can now download the latest software update for your phone. It's iOS 13. Some of the main differences in this new update: a new dark mode. It lets you change your background from light to dark, which is supposed to make it easier on the eyes and better for your battery. Also, a swipe to type feature, which is supposed to make texting faster. So you'd swipe from letter to letter instead of tapping. Plus, TechRadar says FaceTime is getting an update. Now it will look like you're making eye contact with the person you're calling, even if you're not looking directly at the phone's camera, thanks to artificial intelligence. There are also some updates to the camera, picture editing, maps, and Siri. By the way, the new iPhone 11 and 11 Pro hit stores today, and pre-orders will be shipped as well. And Apple's new gaming service, Apple Arcade, is also available starting today. It costs $5 a month for access to 100 games. Walgreens is about to start testing out on-demand drone delivery. CNBC reports the company is partnering with Wing, which is under Google's parent company Alphabet. Together, Walgreens will be able to deliver food, medications, and other items. TechCrunch reports you place the order on the Wing app. A drone will then fly to the store, stay in the air, and drop down a tether. Then a person at the store will hook the package to the line. The drone then flies it to your home and uses the same tether to lower the package and drop it off. The drone can only carry about 3 pounds at a time, and test delivery should start next month only in Virginia. At this point, Wing has not said when deliveries might be available nationwide, but it would take more government approval. By the way, FedEx is also running a similar trial with Wing. Lyft wants bike riders to feel safer, so they're offering a new bike lane feature. Engadget says it highlights protected bike lanes and bike-friendly routes as a way to help riders feel more comfortable. Bike lanes will show up as a solid or dotted green line on the map. Lyft says it's the first company to offer a feature like this. You can only use this in places where Lyft offers its bike and scooter sharing services. The Verge reports it is available on iPhones now and is coming to Android soon. Remember the joke Facebook event where millions of people said they would go to a raid of Area 51? Well, the date of that event is today. The organizer has said it was a joke and canceled it, but it could still potentially bring thousands of people to Nevada this weekend. Area 51 is the place many people believe the U.S. government is hiding information about aliens, so people who are interested might still show up. Police told USA Today they have no clue if people are actually coming, but they are ready for whatever happens. Officials have told people not to come, but if they do attempt to cross the boundary of Area 51, they'll face a $1,000 fine. We'll get ready for TV's biggest night. The 71st Primetime Emmy Awards are this Sunday. Some of the nominees are Game of Thrones, which the LA Times says earned a record 32 nominations this year. Also, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Veep, This Is Us, and more. There's no host this year. They say the focus will stay on the nominees. The Emmys are at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday on Fox. We'll have the highlights right here on Monday. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And just so you know, Allison is still in the lead for the September Share-a-thon. She sent me screenshots of several people she helped subscribe to The Newsworthy. But you can still win as well. In fact, as many as 5 people will walk away winners at the end of the month. And I'm giving away hundreds of dollars in prizes. Even just subscribing one new person will enter you into the giveaway. Just post a video, picture, or screenshot of your friends and coworkers subscribing to The Newsworthy and then tag me. You can also direct message it or email us at staff@thenewsworthy.com. And the Newsworthy Insiders will get a bonus entry for always supporting the show. I appreciate you all taking the time to help spread the word and make sure other people know about the Newsworthy so they too can stay informed. It really does make a difference. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode. Just look in your podcast app or go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.